staying indoors, folks, because it's a nasty one, all right. Record snowfall all along West Texas has traffic at a near standstill. We're seeing major delays for folks on Route 62, so stay safe out there.
This day couldn't get any worse. You've got to be kidding me. All right. Okay.
How? How are you overheating? It's snowing!
Okay. This is fine. It's fine. I'll just call AAA and they'll come and get me. In the middle of nowhere. During a snowstorm. On Christmas Eve. Please call AAA.
I didn't quite get that.
Please call AAA.
I didn't quite get that.
Call AAA. Thank you.
Hello there, this is George.
Hey, I'm sorry, I know it's Christmas Eve.
Oh, no worries at all. That's actually exactly what I'm...
My car overheated and I'm just sort of stuck out here. I'm on Route 62 mile marker. Oh, geez, I have no clue. I think I passed the Guadalupe Mountains like 30 minutes ago.
Oh, you've got car troubles?
A bit of an understatement. I think I saw a sign for Del City a bit ago, but I don't know if I'm east or west of it by now.
I don't think I caught your name.
Ignacio Olivas.
Well, Ignacio, I'm sorry about your car troubles, but I'm not entirely sure what I can do about it.
Well, could you send me a tow truck or something, or send someone out to check my engine?
Send someone out?
I don't know. Isn't this how it works? I've never had to call AAA before. Did I say something funny?
Oh, gosh, no. It's just, well, this isn't AAA, Ignacio.
Then who is this?
I'm Joy Fulton, an astronaut on the International Space Station.
I called an astronaut?
Yep.
On the International Space Station?
Last I checked.
Oh, I am so sorry for bothering you. I have no idea how this happened.
It's really not a problem, Ignacio.
Oh my god, wait, do international call rates apply? And please, call me Iggy.
Iggy, that's cute.
What even are international call rates nowadays?
I'm not sure.
Space count as international?
Well...
I mean, it's the International Space Station, so...
Iggy, I think we might be getting a bit off track here.
God, and I was so rude to you. Was I rude to you?
No, seriously, it's okay.
Well, first the storm, then the car, and now this dumb mistake.
Iggy, are you okay?
It's just so cold, and these flowers are going to die. I'm going to die. My mother is going to have no idea.
Iggy, breathe. Can you hear me? Breathe. Good. Breathe. Yeah.
I'm sorry.
No need to apologize.
I can let you go.
Don't even think about it. I'm sticking around until I know you're okay.
Thanks.
I get panic attacks sometimes, too.
Really?
Of course. It's a ton of pressure flying up to space. It's never the flying part, though, or even the countdown. It's the night before, sitting in the quiet of my room, I go over flight procedures in my head, mapping out every button and switch to the point where I convince myself I'm seeing the flashing lights of the console through my eyelids.
I can't even imagine the pressure.
but what really helps is knowing that I'm never alone. There's a team behind every launch, a voice always on the other side of that headset. So, consider me that voice, okay, Iggy?
Okay. Sorry, it's just been a hard few months.
Do you want to talk about it?
My dad passed away.
Oh, Iggy.
It was quick, really sudden, and I couldn't, work wouldn't, yeah. So I wasn't there. My mom said it was fine, that she understood, but I don't know. I should have been there.
I'm sure she understands.
Christmas has always been a really important time of year, especially after I left home. It's the one holiday where I have enough time to come and visit. This is going to be our first year without him, and I just wanted everything to go perfectly.
That's a lot of pressure to put on yourself.
I know, but that's kind of my whole thing. Being first gen is all about the pressure. Gotta make it all worth it. All the hard work, the sacrifice, it was all leading to me, so I have to make sure everyone is okay. That everyone is taken care of.
Your parents told you that?
No. But they don't have to. Who else does my mom have? Her home was a farm in Durango that doesn't even exist anymore, and now that Dad's gone, it's just me. Sitting in his old Honda Civic.
Iggy? Is this you having a mental breakdown?
No. Well, maybe. It's just... my dad's old car is dead. Just like him.
Oh, Iggy, is this the healthy kind of laughter? I hope this is cathartic.
It is. I promise. My mom would probably make the same joke. Something about the both of them being lazy. I get my morbid sense of humor from her. Speaking of my mom... if I don't get on the road soon again, all these flowers are going to die from the cold.
I'm sorry, did you say flowers?
Yes. Oh my god, yeah, my car is full of them.
That changes everything about how I've been picturing you. I just thought you'd be bundled up in a tiny car, not buried under flowers.
When was I supposed to bring it up? While I was talking about my dead dad?
No, I didn't. I wasn't...
5 minutes ago, I thought you were AAA. Hey, could you send a tow car to pick up a freezing tin can off the side of the road? Don't worry about the fact that it's just stuffed to the brim with flowers.
Icky, why do you have so many flowers?
They're my mom's favorite flower. Before I got on the road, I stopped at Walmart and bought as many Nochebuenas as I could fit in my car.
Nochebuenas?
Poinsettias. Bright, big red flower.
Oh, yes!
Every Christmas, she fills the house with them. Real and fake Nochebuenas just scattered everywhere, covering every surface in the house. Do you know the story behind them?
No, I don't think I do.
I'm going to butcher it. My mom tells it way better, but there's this Mexican legend about a young girl who was too poor to get a gift for Jesus' birthday. This was in the 1500s or something, so I don't know what you're supposed to get Jesus for his birthday. But an angel visited this little girl and told her to pick the weeds that grew on the side of the road. Said that they'd be a worthy enough gift to place at the altar. And when she did, bright red flowers burst from the weeds and, well, they've been a Christmas staple ever since.
Aw, that's such a sweet story.
As a kid, I never really appreciated it. Always brush it off as some dumb Christmas story, but now... we didn't have much growing up, which is fine. I wasn't one of those kids that pouted over not getting enough gifts, but I think my mom always felt bad about not being able to afford more. I think this story was probably more for her than me. Helped remind herself that it's the act that matters, not the quality of the gift.
She sounds really sweet, Iggy.
She is. That's why I'm trying to get home to her. She's been on her own way too long. How are you doing all the way up there? Does it ever get lonely?
Sure. Yeah, it definitely does. Ground control helps keep my spirits up, and I can make calls back home fairly consistently. If anything, I have to work around my family schedule more than they have to work around mine. Busy, all of them, but insanely supportive. I wouldn't trade them for anyone else.
Obviously, nowhere near the same, but when I left home, it kind of felt the same way. Trading El Paso for a big, shiny city out east always seemed like it'd be a dream come true, but that sort of change can be isolating. Was isolating. My parents are supportive, but I knew they wanted me to stay. It might sound silly, but sometimes I worry that missing home means I made the wrong choice. And if I made the wrong choice, then was it worth it? Was it worth not being there?
Hey, Iggy. Missing home doesn't mean you were wrong. It's what we're all built to do. Of course you miss home. I sure as hell do.
Do you ever regret going up there?
I don't know if I'd use the word regret. There are some days where this is absolutely the best decision I've ever made, and others where I miss grass between my toes and the weight of someone when they hug you. That's something I'd never even thought about. That doesn't really answer your question, does it?
I'm just worried that I messed up by leaving.
You aren't Iggy who left. You're Iggy who's growing. You aren't a singular action. You're every step of your journey, and right now you're just stumbling, looking for a foothold.
That was really insightful.
You don't spend every day looking at this beautiful blue marble and not grow a little wise, you know?
I'm Iggy who's growing.
You say something, Iggy?
No, just taking it in, I guess.
Good. I think you should cut yourself some slack. I'm certain your parents have been proud of you every step of the way.
Well, this has definitely been my best AAA experience.
Iggy, you joke, but guess what?
What?
Help is on the way.
What do you mean?
I wasn't just going to let you and those flowers freeze out there. I sent out a few messages while we've been talking, and it looks like a mechanic is on their way to fix you right up and get you back on the road.
Joy, that's amazing. I don't know how to thank you.
Oh, don't mention it. Though, maybe now would be a good time to call your mom. Let her know you'll be running a bit late.
Yeah, you're right.
And give her a hug for me, yeah?
You got it. Thanks, Joy.
Take care, Iggy.
Merry Christmas, Joy. Stay safe up there.
Thanks so much for coming out here. You have no idea what this means to me.
This episode was written by Andrew Cianez de la O and directed by Hannah Wright. The dialogue editor and sound designer was Brad Colebrook. Iggy was played by Andrew Cianez de la O. The radio and car voice was played by Brad Colebrook. And Joy was played by Tal Minear.
Hi, it's Jennifer, a founder of the Go Kid Go Network. Do your kids love wacky worlds, superheroes, and inventing? Of course they do. That's why our shows Bobby Wonder and Lucy Wow are set in Pflugerville, the nonstop fun and adventure universe where imagination, creativity, STEM, and positive role models abound. Join the Pflugerville fun by searching for Bobby Wonder and Lucy Wow on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.